Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. David said in Psalm 91 verse 1, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." The secret place of the Most High. One is either in the secret place of the Most High or in the secret court of this world. TPGF, we have chosen to be in the secret place of the Most High. Therefore, as you wake up daily, before having interaction with anyone else, listen to Turning Point on your phone to relate with God. After receiving from Turning Point Audio, turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet for the day's short Bible study. Read the Bible study portion for the day. Pray the prayer for the day. Then follow the guideline on reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. If you subscribe online, the Prayer Mountain booklet contents shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 16th day in April 2024. Please open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers and spiritual blessings. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. It is 14 days away to the end of the month. I see major doors open for you and your children before the end of the month. That concern of your heart shall be turned into your newest testimonies. I'm hearing settlements in my spirit. Settlement. Listeners, where do you desire settlement? Think. Look inward. Look outward. Go over your 2024 expectation list. Which ones are already answered? Which ones are you still expecting? Any new expectations, add them to it. Pray quickly and tell God. Oh, you could pray quietly also. Tell God, oh God, settle me on this, and on this. Settle my daughter or my son, maritally, academically, immigration-wise. Settle me, health-wise, ministerially, career, on my project, on my program. Settle me financially. Be specific. What do you desire God to settle with? Call your miracles by name. Describe what you desire from God to settle you. Are you owing debt? Bills piled up, waiting for settlement? I heard in my spirit, settlement. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10 is the scripture for this prayer. It says, God of all grace, after you have suffered for a while, we make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. Settlement. Suffering, delay, waiting should be for a while. It must not be forever. Have you asked God for settlement on those crucial issues of your life? Now it is my turn to pray. Let me pray. My Father and my God, settle your children. In different areas of desires, settle them. Oh, settle them. Oh, settle them fully. In the next few hours, few days, few weeks, or few months, depending on the nature of their request, let their testimonies come in Jesus' name. Listeners, you will give us glorious testimonies here very soon. I prophesy, whatever will put you down goes down for your sake. Stagnation, shame, and reproach shall be far from your borders in Jesus' name. Now, everyone, touch or raise your cell phone again today for alert upon alert prayers. I prophesy, alert upon alert, payment upon payment, sales upon sales, gift upon gift for you. It is done. I say it is done in Jesus' name. Say amen 3 times. You will have testimonies. April 16th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live long. You will live well. In Jesus' name, happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to the second day of testimonies sharing. Send or resend yours if you have any. Listen to these testimonies, connect to them by faith and also by seed if you can for your own open heaven. Your heavens will open. First testimony today. Good morning, Daddy. I want to give glory to God for His abundant blessings in my life. I was selected in my office to work overtime due to diligence and good reputation. I was paid from different angles for surpassing expectations. I am grateful to God for the oil of ease and visibility upon my life. I also want to give God praise for the clients that have been coming my way and returning customers also. I know the best is yet to come. Daddy, please pray for me to be fully healed and settled maritally, latest by 2025. Consider it done. Oil of visibility. Good morning, Daddy, and my TPGF family. My testimonies. One, during healing prayers, my case of pains in the arm was mentioned and I was healed immediately. On March 10, Daddy prayed for people that need to change their phone. I quickly killed into it because I have been trusting God for a new phone. On the 18th of March, my boss blessed me with a solid Samsung phone. Thank you, Daddy, for that prayers. I am so happy. These things are working. Praise God, my TPGF family. I want to thank God for his faithfulness and mercies over my family and my entire household. One, for saving one of my children from accident early this year. On Thursday, Daddy asked us to anoint everywhere, including our ears, that we should not hear bad news. Just this Friday, God saved another of my children from gas explosion. And today, God has added another year to my age and other miraculous things that God has done and the ones he's doing and the one that is yet to do. I say, may his name be praised forever. Daddy, the anointing of God in your life will not run dry. Amen. God will do more for you. Good evening, sir. I give glory to the name of God, our Father, and our Father in the Lord. God bless you for the miracles I received today, 13th of April, through prayers that we prayed with money. When I first took the currency, according to Daddy's instruction, it was 1,000 naira I took. I returned it when he said any denomination. Then I took 500 naira. When we finished prayer and he instructed us to give someone the money around, and someone in need around us, I was not that happy, but I obeyed. At around 5 p.m., my neighbor gave me 10,000 naira. Help me praise God. Tithe sent. I will continue to obey his servant's instruction. Yes, whatever the Holy Ghost minister to your heart first is what you should do. Good morning, my TPGF family. I have come to give thanks to God for all the wonderful things he has been doing for me and my family. On the 13th of April, when Daddy said we should take any currency of our choice and step on it, I took the last 1,000 naira I had. After Daddy finished praying, he said we should give it to the less privileged around us. Just immediately I said yes, amen to the prayer. Someone just asked me for my account number details and sent money to my account. I'm so happy. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Daddy, for your prayers for us. Always obey divine instructions. God will keep surprising you. Good morning, Daddy, and my TPGF family. I want to return all glory to God Almighty for his mercies upon my life and family. Firstly, I want to thank God for delivering my daughter from a fatal bike accident. He did not allow my fears to happen. Secondly, alert upon alert. Thirdly, divine healing and deliverance. Wow, testimonies will be many. Good morning, Daddy and TPGF family. I want to testify for the goodness of the Lord upon my family, for giving us our papers and work permit. Daddy, pray for us that the remaining papers be given to us. Battle seed already sent. You've done it well. God will take the battles off your hand. The remaining papers will be given. I want to thank God for giving me double blessing this year. I got a permanent job and a bouncing baby boy on Tuesday, the 9th of April. I started labor on Monday. Later, it stopped. I sent a message to the prayer line pastor, although it was tough, but God took charge. Please, sir, pray for me for recovery quickly, and I want you to give the boy a name. I prophesy quick recovery, and I call my grandson Joel. Add Joel to the list of names. Good morning, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. I'm testifying to the glory of God. I killed into the prayers you said against accident. God saved my two daughters from accident. God is indeed faithful. Thank you, Pastor. More grace of God. God answers our prayers here. Good morning, Daddy and my Turning Point family. I appreciate God for these new testimonies. One, confirmation of permanent residence in Canada for me and my family. Two, someone paid to register my son in a soccer tournament this summer. Three, God gave me a better position at work. Oh, testimonies are pouring in. You will be the next. Our God is so good. I had a serious pain by the side of my right breast. I anointed it and placed my mantle on it to sleep. When I woke up the second morning, all pains were gone. Wow. Calvary greetings, sir. After doing the prophetic work of stepping on any currency of our choice, to my surprise, my brother that has stopped helping me for asking me to relocate to the village called me and sent me money. More anointing, sir. Somebody is going to call you and send you money. I thank God for his faithfulness over me and my family and for his healing power over me. I thank God for his blessings over me and my family from the beginning of the year. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for completion of my son's MBA programs. Thank you, Jesus. Testimonies upon testimonies. You shall be the next testifier. Connect to these testimonies. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain service in our Abuja Center. So TPGF and Turning Point listeners in and around Abuja, be there at the venue tomorrow. Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the Fish Market, Abuja. Telephone numbers to engage 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the one for Ikeja, Lagos. So TPGF members and listeners of Turning Point in and around Lagos, don't miss the Great Prayer Mountain holding in Ikeja this Thursday. Living Spring Chapel, Goshen Land, opposite Allen Bus Stop, Allen Avenue Interchange. Please be there. Prayer focus this week is Enough is Enough. Come for Enough is Enough teachings, prayers, and anointing. Anointed mantles for praying and doing miracle will be given out free of charge. Come for your own. The same two Prayer Mountain services shall host simultaneously in Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. Be there. Be there. The Lord will bless you. Now, have you paid your tithe on your latest earning? Pay your tithe and sow your seed. God cannot see sacrifice and heavens not be turned. You can hear other people's testimonies as they obey God in tithing and sowing all kinds of seed. If you do what they did, you will get what they are getting. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and see the favor of God. Bigger grace than you have ever seen. Open doors, open windows, open heaven. Everywhere you go, you and your family members. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.